Take a deep breath and choose a crystal. If you chose this crystal, this is your reading. If you chose the other one, your reading's up my page. Have a look at the emoji of that color in the thumbnail. Hello, my name is Abby. I do readings here on TikTok and personal readings on my website, moonroomthings.com. Today, we're looking at what do you have to share with the world? Okay, what are my purple people here to share with the world? What do they need to shine a light on or show off? What do they... Okay, we have Ace of Cups. Love it. We have Five of Cups and King of Swords. With that Ace of Cups, I'm actually getting like the creative, I know that's kind of Wands energy, but I'm getting kind of like that kind of like emotional expression, whether it's, and I feel like it's to do with like art and visuals. I'm seeing a visual, so it could be like drawing, writing, acting, performing, dancing. It's like something where it's like a piece that people can see. It could even be a furniture making. That just came into my head. We have Five of Cups and the King of Swords. The Five of Cups to the King of Swords is like taking pain and turning it into something practical. So you're definitely sort of a transmuter. And whether you're a creative or not, like I think you guys transmute pain and negative stories into something practical or something meaningful with the King of Swords. You may also use it to teach other people. Okay. Also, you teach other people to have emotional releases as well. You may be in the counseling sort of field and you have your own sad story. We have the Ten of Wands. The Ten of Wands is like a heavy burden. And again, I feel like maybe if it is about like you sharing things that help people have an emotional breakthrough, whether it's art, whether it's speaking to them, you know, all the examples that we gave, the Ten of Wands is like, you do have a strong impact, but it does sort of weigh on you. So I would just say like, you know, look after yourself as well. But I don't think you're mad about it. We have the Universe. This is the World card in this deck. I feel like you're going to do this like twice. So you've got two things to share. It's like I'm seeing sort of one cycle complete and then another cycle complete. So depends on which timeline you're on now. But like, I feel like part of your, like half your life will be spent helping people have these emotional breakthroughs and turning the pain or the sad story into like knowledge, into power, into practical wisdom and stuff. And then the second part of your life is going to be different or has been a different. So again, whether you're like one or two or two and one. Thank you. We have the Wheel of Fortune. Okay, then things are changing. Things are changing. What is the second thing my purple people have to share? The yellow people only had one thing to share. No. We have the Knight of Cups. Okay. Okay, tell me more. We have the Knight of Crystals. Okay, okay. So the Knight of Cups and the Knight of Crystals. The Knight of Cups is like a dreamer energy. It can be really romantic and lovey. The Knight of Crystals is someone who's very dependable, moves slowly. But what are you doing with this? Are you giving love to people? We have the Five of Wands. Okay, I'm getting someone who, like, you may have a lot of, like a lot of, or many, like, significant partnerships in your life. And part of what you're sharing with them is about only sharing with these people. And when I say significant loves, I'm not talking, like, you, you know, are just doing lots of, like, casual things or, like, little relationships. These are, like, things that change, like, people, connections that change your life. So there could be, like, multiple marriages, you know, long-term relationships, you know, meeting your soulmate while you're traveling for 3 months and then you have to go back home, and that, you know, changes your life and how you think about love and what is love, and maybe it's fine that it's ephemeral, etc. Like these are significant, many significant instances of love. Okay, what is my purple people, what are my purple sharing with their... Okay, we have the Chariot. And we have the Three of Cups. Okay, so the Chariot and the Three of Cups. The Chariot is sort of being able to sort of go with the flow and sort of allowing the universe to change your direction. And then the Three of Cups, again, I'm getting like multiple people, but Three of Cups is also like having that sort of lighthearted, loving energy in like a platonic way, but like there to sort of just be present and have a good time. And I think maybe that's what you're sharing, or maybe you're learning it from these different relationships and then you're going to share it with the world about sort of a different relationship to relationships, or a different way of looking at love so that people can like move forward more easily. Okay. We have the Two of Cups, the Two of Cups, Awakening, the Star, the Ace of Crystals. This is not what this reading is about, but I wouldn't be surprised if you're about to meet a soulmate or you're about to get into another significant connection. With the Two of Cups to Awakening, that's like your relationships are judgment moments in your life. They are wake-up calls, and they always call you. When you go through a relationship, you're always called to a new life through that relationship. The Star, these relationships, one, they always up-level you. You always upgrade from them. And then the Ace of Crystals is like, then you have something to offer. It's like each time you upgrade and you have more to offer, but every relationship offers something to you. Is there something about this that my people are meant to share? We have Nine of Crystals, Five of Swords, Seven of Crystals, and Serenity, which is the Hermit card in this deck. Okay, so when either you're helping single people or when you're single, you're helping people navigate those kind of like misunderstandings, difficult relationships, negative thoughts about relationships, miscommunications. And the Seven of Crystals is like helping people plan their love life. Really interesting. Okay. Tell me more about what my, and like, this doesn't have to be your job. Like this is, we have so much more to life than our job. I had a realization about that last night, like that sometimes it's worth putting your effort into building your like social life or your hobbies or your self-care routine rather than always trying to build money or build a career, because our life is so multifaceted. Anyway, what would you like to say to my purple people about what they have to share with the world? What would you like to say? We have practice daily. Yeah, there's something you just do in your day-to-day. Like you just do it by existing. Thank you. We have devote. And we have find your motivation. Yeah, I think it's like with the find your motivation, it's like find who you need to tell about these things is what I'm getting there. Because I'm sort of like seeing the moon, but like as an eye, I can sort of see that as like the iris. So I feel like you need to find who you need to tell these things to. With devote, I think you're a romantic at heart. And keep doing it. Keep doing it. Anything else you'd like to say to my purple people about what they have to share with the world? Whoop. Thank you. We have defense, innovation, quarrel. Could be helping people like mend fences as well. Innovation is like you experience relationships differently. You experience emotions differently. And that can help other people when you share it. We have idealism. Yeah, I think you're sort of views like skews away from idealism, but in a way that is healthy and helps people. And we have devotion again. It is all about committing to love and living with love for you. I love this. I think this is beautiful energy. Thank you so much for watching. Share your light with the world, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.